Well, after careful reflection and consideration and talking to friends and supporters, Alan, I've decided to put my name forward in the forthcoming general election as an independent candidate, standing up for what I believe in. And I believe we need a strong voice in the Dolphin, New Ross and South West Wexford. And it's been almost 20 years since we've elected a TD from the area, so I'm adamant and have been adamant all along that the people of New Ross should have at least a choice of one of their own on the ballot paper. And I made the decision with no ill or rancour or bad feelings with my former party. I wish them well and thank them for their friendship and support over the last 30 years. But this is something I'm passionate about. It's something I believe. And after 25 years on the council, I believe the time has come for us to step forward and for me to effect positive change for the area, positive vision for the area. So it's not a move that I make lightly, but it's a move I make bravely, and I do so, and I'm in this to do the very best that I can, and I'm in this to give people a real choice in the election.
You will be joining me live on South East Radio's Morning Mix tomorrow in studios. This is just breaking news, but there will be a train of thought out there that the party have ignored the New Ross area, and that by the selection of Michelle O'Neill, who's due to join me live in studio shortly, it has irked members of the party. What element of that, if any, is true?
Well, I've had lots of phone calls and lots of support over the weekend, but like I said to you, I've made this decision with no bad feelings, no rancour or no ill will to anyone, so I wish them all well. And again, look, I thank them for their support for the last 25 years. That chapter is now closed. We're opening a new chapter and we're starting a new initiative, and the whole thing is about giving people real change, real opportunity. And I look forward to knocking on doors for the next 3.5 weeks to give people my version of what we can do and what I hope to do, and hopefully they'll support me. And if they do, then we will go forward together.
And do you know if there are any other rumblings within the party, apart from yourself, Michael, where people will be thinking of now leaving the party and going forward on an individual campaign? Are you, to the best of your knowledge, the only one that's doing this so far?
Well, people will have to make their own decisions about where they're going with their future. After careful consideration, Alan, and after a long thought and discussions with my family and with supporters, this is the conclusion I've reached. It's for other people to decide if they want to do the same thing. But like I said, it's something, it's a very personal decision, very tough decision, but I'm putting myself forward. I know that will come at a consequence. I'll have to step outside of the party. I accept that. They've made their decision. I respect their decision. I don't agree with it, but I respect it. But I'm moving on. There's no ill will. And if, you know, when I get to the doors, I'll explain to the people at the doors what I want to do and how I want to do it.
You and I had spoken before, Michael, where there was thoughts that you were there in reserve almost to go forward as a candidate. What changed?
Well, I had met with party headquarters and I had met and discussed it with Sean Dorgan, the General Secretary, and they've made their decision, so that's their decision. Like I said, I have to respect that decision. They've made their decision, I've made mine, so I'm going forward this, and we're going to go ahead. And I will work with every political party and every political representative. And if I'm fortunate to be one of the four selected, because these are seats belonging to the people, they don't belong to any particular party or person. If I'm one of the four to be selected, I will work with everyone, party and non-party, to do what the business of the people is, which is make sure we get continued investment into Wexford and we get continued investment, particularly into New Ross and the areas around the town.